And now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. The Clarinda Cardinal Relays were held last night on the boys' side. It was a 26-team event, and it was split up into three different classes. Here are the team results for the different classings. In Class 1A, it was Mount Air, the team champion, running away with it with 160 team points, followed by Grizzled in second with 97, East Mills in third, the Harlan JV in fourth, and Clarinda Academy fifth. In Class 2A, Shenandoah took the team championship with 120 team points. They outdistanced a couple of Hawkeye 10 mates, with St. Albert finishing second and Clarinda tied for second as well with both 117 points. Underwood finished fourth and Trainer finished fifth. In Class 3A, it was Glenwood taking home the team crown with 128 team points. Harlan finished second with 115, Lewis Central in third with 86, Atlantic in fourth with 71, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson finished fifth there in Class 3A at that Clarinda Cardinal Relays. Brendan Holmes of Atlantic took first in the 400-meter hurdles with a time of 56.22 seconds. Alec Hayes of Atlantic won the high jump, clearing 6 feet. Joey Walker also cleared 6 feet and was the runner-up in that event there for the Atlantic Trojans last night there in track action. Also in other spring sports results from last night's action, in girls' tennis, it was Shenandoah defeating Clarinda 5-4. Creston beat Atlantic 9-0. And Denison Schleswig 9-0 over Harlan. In boys' tennis, it was Shenandoah over Clarinda 6-3. Atlantic beat Creston 8-1. Also in boys' tennis, it was Denison Schleswig over Cherokee 9-0. In some girls' golf results, it was Harlan defeating Denison Schleswig 203-251. And it was Paige Powers taking the medalist honors for Harlan with a 47. Also in the girls' golf, it was Trainer 203. Riverside with no official score there, as Allie Anderson took medalist honors for Trainer with a round of 40. And girls golf, Tri-Center 207-227 over Audubon, as Audubon's Georgia Weidel was a medalist with the despite the loss, as she finished with a low score of 50. IKM Manning a 224, Logan Magnolia with no official score in a girls golf matchup there last night, as Mikasia Jacobson had a 45 with a low score of the meet to lead IKM Manning. Also in boys golf, it was Riverside 164-178 over Trainer, as Nathan Hill led Trainer with a 38 to take medalist honors, but the Bulldogs had the next four lowest scores. Also in boys golf, Audubon 173, Tri-Center 191, Mickey Williamson led the Wheelers with a 39 to medal in that event. Also in boys golf, IKM Manning 176, Logan Magnolia 259, as Zach Dreyer, Jared Volstead, and Alec Mullis and Trey Boyle all shot 44s to lead IKM Manning. Also in a girls soccer, it was Lewis Central over Sioux City Helan 2-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Riverside 6-1. In boys soccer, it was Atlantic over Missouri Valley 5-0. Underwood beat Trainer 4-0, and Kemper was a 2-1 overtime winner over Nevada. In Major League Baseball last night, a game you heard here on KJN, it was Joey Votto hitting a pair of two-run homers, the strongest indication yet that he's fully back in form. And Todd Frazier had a tie-breaking sacrifice fly on Friday night, keeping the Cincinnati Reds unbeaten with a 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Reds are 4-0 for the first time since 2011, when they won their first five games. They've won each game in their final at-bat. Votto homered off of John Lackey in each of his first two at-bats. Frazier's sacrifice fly in the eighth off of Jordan Walden marked the second time this week that he's knocked in the deciding run. J.J. Hoover escaped a threat in the eighth. Aroldis Chapman gave up a hit and fanned two in the ninth for his second save. Votto hit only six homers last season, the last one on May 10th, and didn't play after July 5th because of a strained muscle above his left knee. In other games in Major League Baseball play and interleague action, it was Miami over Tampa Bay 10-9 in 10 innings. In the American League, Toronto beat Baltimore 12-5, Houston over Texas 5-1, Detroit beat Cleveland 8-4, it was Minnesota over the White Sox 6-0, Boston beat the Yankees 6-5 in 19 innings of play, a marathon there, as Kansas City also beat the Angels 4-2, it was Oakland 12-0 over Seattle. In the National League, it was Colorado over the Cubs 5-1, Philadelphia beat Washington 4-1. It was Atlanta over the New York Mets 5-3. Pittsburgh beat Milwaukee 6-2. Arizona over the Dodgers 4-3 in 10 innings. And San Diego beat San Francisco 1-0. In the NBA, it was Toronto beating Orlando 101-99. Boston beat Cleveland 99-90. Atlanta 104-80 over Charlotte. 107-103 at Indiana over Detroit. Milwaukee beat New York 99-91. It was Brooklyn over Washington 117-80. New Orleans beat Phoenix 90-75. Oklahoma City got by Sacramento 116-103. San Antonio nips Houston 104-103. It was Dallas going to double OT to beat Denver 144-143. Memphis beat Utah 89-88. And the Lakers get by Minnesota 106-98. In the National Hockey League last night, just two games on the slate. One was important to the playoff chase as the New York Islanders secured at least the third in the Metropolitan Division as they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 3-1. Pittsburgh now faces a do-or-die win against Buffalo today to try to get into the postseason. Columbus was a 4-2 winner over Buffalo last night as well as the Blue Jackets finished the season red-hot despite not making the playoffs. Also in other college basketball news, Iowa State men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg announced on Friday that he will undergo open-heart surgery to replace his aortic valve on Friday, April 17th, at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. After my initial surgery to replace my aortic root 10 years ago, I knew this was something that would need to be done at some point, Hoiberg said. He said, my valve has severe regurgitation and the time has come to get it replaced. He says, I'm hopeful that this will become my last surgery and I'm looking forward to getting this behind me. Hoiberg recently finished his fifth season as Iowa State's head coach. He's guided the Cyclones to a school record 4 consecutive NCAA tournament appearances and back-to-back Big 12 championship titles. Hoiberg owns a 115-56 career record. And Jordan Spieth carries a healthy 5-stroke lead over Charlie Hoffman into the third round of the Masters today. Spieth followed Thursday's 8-under 64 with a 66 for a 130 total, breaking the previous 36-hole tournament record of 131 set by Raymond Floyd 39 years ago. Paul Casey, Justin Rose, and Dustin Johnson are tied for third, one stroke ahead of Phil Mickelson in fourth. Troy Polamalu has ended his 12-year run with the Steelers. Pittsburgh announced the star safety's retirement after a spectacular career that included 8 Pro Bowls, 4 first-team All-Pro selections, and 2 Super Bowl rings. The 34-year-old Polamalu had 2 years remaining on his contract, but questioned whether he could make the commitment necessary to play another season. Wisconsin junior forward Sam Decker says he will skip his final season of eligibility and enter the NBA draft. The 6'11 forward was instrumental in the Badgers' run to the NCAA championship game, where they lost to Duke on Monday. He averaged 13.9 points and 5.5 rebounds per game in helping Wisconsin to a school record 36 wins, Big Ten regular season, and tournament championships. Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg says that he's once again scheduled to have that open heart surgery next Friday. And Kurt Busch has earned the pole for tonight's Duck Commander 500 Sprint Cup race in Texas as he edged defending series champion Kevin Harvick with a run of 193.847 miles per hour. It's the second pole of the season for Busch, who also took the top qualifying spot in Fontana, California. That's a look at the latest sports here for you here on KJAN Sports is brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.